Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify.
Thank you.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeyah al hagittit le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu le'elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov. Hari'u le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov, le'elohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Shalimali, 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 shalimali. Shalimali, 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 shalimali. Shalimali, 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 shalimali. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Arise, black man, Jehovah has come forward into Babylon. Yeah, to declare equal rights and justice among the heathen. Yes, the weak outlaws. Only the righteous shall stand in this congregation of the Holy One. Anything just say, I will always do. Anything just say, I will always do. Because I love them. Oh, because I love him. I love him, I serve him, all the days of my life, in the house of the Lord, God, Rastafari. I love him, I serve him, all the days of my life, in the house of the Lord, God, Rastafari. As
I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. As I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. I love him, I serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. I love him, I serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, God Rastafari. Shalman, 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 shalman. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Oh no, no.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
I'm going to testify.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, for the Shalishi Ali, the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when the eye lifteth up. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 12, for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwa, Re'ei Ata Omer Elai, Ha'Allah Et Ha'am Hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani eta asher tishlach imni. Ata amarta yeda'itika v'shem v'kama matata chen b'aynai. Moshe's prayer, Yahuwah Jehovah's answer, verse 12. And Moses and Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Wayomer Moshe, Eli Yahuwah, and Moses Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Wayomer Moshe, Eli Yahuwah, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, see thou the I, Ata, the I, male, sayest to me, sayest to I, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, Ha'Allah, Heta, Ha'am, Hazek, bring up this people. Ha'al eta ha'am hazeh, 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 hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani eta asher tishlach imi. And thou the eye hast not let me, made I know whom thou the eye wilt send with me, will send with I. With ata lo hoda'itani eta asher tishlach imi. With Ata Amarta Yet Daitika the shame, yet thou the I has said, with Ata Amarta Yet Daitika the shame, yet the I has said, I know thee I by name. Yet Daitika the shame, with Gam Matata Chain Bi Ainai, and thou the I has also found grace in my sight, with gam matzata chen be'aynai, in my eyes. Now therefore, I praise I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation, thy people, Wata Ina Matsati Haina Bi Aineka Hod Ainina Eta Derakeka We Eadaika Litmaana Emta Hain Bi Aineka Ure E Kia Ameka Ha Goi Haze. Now therefore I pray thee I, Wata Ina, if I have found grace in thy sight, matati chen bi aineka, in the eyes aineka bi aineka, in the eyes eyes, shew me, show me now thy ways, hoda ainina eta derakeka, show I now the eyes ways, hoda ainina eta derakeka, with eyadaika litmaana emetza chena beaineka, that I may know the I, to the end that I may find grace, that I may find grace in the I, eyesight, with eyadaika litmaana emetza chena beaineka, urei ki ameka hagoi hazeh, and consider that this goy, that this nation is thy people, and see, o re, or a, or a, and see, o re, ki amika, that this nation, thy people, ki that amika, o re, ki amika, hagoi hazeh, and see that this nation, thy, and he said, my presence shall go, and I will give thee rest. Why Yomar Panaya Yeleku? Why he nihoti lach? Why he nihoti lach? And he said, why Yomar? My presence, panai yelechu, they shall go. Panai yelechu, they shall trod. Panai yelechu, wahin nichoti. And given the eye rest, lak, and I will give the eye rest. And he said to him, if thy presence, if thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, go not, carry us not up hence, carry I and I not up from here. Why Yomer Layoa Him Ain Paneka Holakim Allah Ta'elenu Mizeh
And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from Heya. Wayomer elayo, in ain napaneka, holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Not in that thou goest with us, with I and I? So shall we, I and I, be separated, I and thy people, and thy people, I and thy people, from all the people that upon the face of the earth, earth, earth. Uva me, yea wada'a he fo kia matati chen be'aineka, ani u ameka, hallo abe leketeka, imanu, we nifalinu. Ani we ameka mikol ha'am asher ala pene ha'edama. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found grace in thy sight? Uvame, uvame, ye wada'ai fo wakia matati yachin be'aineka. I and thy people, ani we ameka. I and thy people, ani, we amek, we amek, we amek, we amek. Is it not in that thou, the I, goest with us? Hello, be leketika, imanu. Hello, be leketika, imanu. So that we are distinguished, I and thy people, we nifalinu, ani, we ameka. From all the people that are upon the face of the earth, mikol ha'am asher ala pene ha'edama edama 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 edama. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Rabbi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, hear from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa, hear, coming up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, hear at verse 17 for the Rabbi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering, ascension offering, offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Wa Yahuwah el Moshe, Gam et tahadavar hazeh asher divarta et aiseh kia matata chin b'aynai wa eyadaika b'shem. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta et aiseh kia matata chen b'aynai wa edaika b'shem. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing, also, 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 I will do this thing also. Dam et ha-davar hazeh. I will do the word, this word, also. Gam et ha-davar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher debarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher dibarta et aise ki matata chen b'aynai, for the eye has found grace in my eyes. Ki matata chen b'aynai with eyada'ika b'shem, and I know the eye with eyada'ika. With a da'ika, why da'ika? With a da'ika, bit shame. And I know the eye by name, by name, Moshe. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Why Yomar Hare Nina Eta Kovodeka. And he said, Why Yomar Hareini, shoo me, Hareini na. Please show, beg that I show, Hareini na, eta kovodeka. Eyes, glory, 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 glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani ha'erira kola tuviya ala paneka v'karati v'shem Yahuwah lefaneka v'chanoti et asher achon Rihamtiya et asher arachim. And he said, Vayomer, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I ani a'erir kol tuvi al paneka. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. Ani a'erir kol tuvi al paneka. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee. V'karati v'shemi Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will proclaim V'karati v'shem Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. V'chanoti et asher achon. And will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. With Rihamtia et Ashara Irachim. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo atukala lirota eta panai kia loa yirani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo ayir ani ha'adam wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, Behold, a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon Vayomeri Yahuwah, Hine makom iti, v'nitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomeri Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Hine, behold, look, see, here it is, Hine makom, a place, a spot, makom. Hine makom iti, by me. Behold, there's a place by me. Hine makom iti, v'nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, v'nitzavta, upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Wahaya ba evora kovodi we samatika be nikrata hatzor we samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by. Wisakoti akapi aleka ad avri, until I pass by ad avri, and I will take away mine hand, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why sirotia etta kapai with raita etta e horai ufanai lo, and I will take away mine hand. Wa hi sirotia etta kapi. Take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back. With raita eta chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Yes. Third and fourth Aliyot here, the third day, T to T, Testify Tuesday. Right there.
Sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here, where Ki Tisa, right here. When you take, KJV says, when you take the Hebrew Ki Tisa, from the Nasa to lift up, when you lift up, Nasa, when you Nasa, Kitisa, when the eye male lift up, et Rosh, the Rosh, the head. You know, so it's a head count right here. We begin off with chapter 30, this great worship chapter at verse 11 with the qualification of who may worship. But something interesting about the backward parts right here, and what is referred to as the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life, and those particular attributes, you know, how the tree is even interpreted is very interesting, because actually, when you look at the Kabbalah, the tree of life, the Kabbalah tree of life, it means to receive. The word Kabbalah means to receive, as we have the Kabbalat Shabbat, the previous Aliyah we had concerning the Shabbat She being a sign. So here we have the backward parts of he who be who he be. So here we link this with what is often called the tree of life Kabbalistically. That was the backward parts, because actually some might interpret it like a man standing facing you, but actually the tree is actually the backward parts right there. So when we look at some of the attributes on the tree and how they, well, we'll touch on it, but hear this revelation. He says his face would not be seen, but what was revealed to Moshe, and this is what comes from the trod of that which is the received teaching. Some might call it the oral traditions, expanding on the written word, you know, as we would read and study, and then when we live and we experience, it brings those words, those dead words, become living in life. And hopefully we get to see the face of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes,
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the Gentiles, them to come, run, come, to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
far we are going on. Going on to seeking Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one to seeking Rastafari. To look up and just pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the jet, tell all the Gentiles them to come. Run, come, look up on your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah. I think till I see at the root of the David. Chant it out, hallelujah. Ayaya Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Hallelujah. Ayaya Congo, I the root of David. Hallelujah. Ayaya Congo, I see at the root of David. Hallelujah. I am now feel at the root of David. Hallelujah. With your loud voice,
sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Gracias.
So here, today's daily psalm is 150. Yes,
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 150. Mizmor Kufnun.
Praise ye the Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. 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 Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Bekocho. 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. His power. His power.
Hallelujah. Birkia Ozo. Ozo. Ozo.
Praise him for his mighty acts. Mighty acts. Mighty acts, mighty acts.
Hallelujah, big vurotav, big vurotav, big vurotav, big vurotav, big vurotav.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness, 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 greatness.
Hallelujah, cherov gudlo, 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 gudlo.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet.
Hallelujah, beteka shofar, 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 shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, benevel vechinor, 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 vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, betof umahol, 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 umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs,
and organs, and organs.
Hallelujah, beminim ve'ugav, 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 ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele shama, 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 shama.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol ham neshamat, 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 neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel yah, 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 yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, yeah, 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 yeah.
The end of the Book of Psalms.
this living season. Let us form a circle of life. Let us form a circle of life with stronghold. To overcome this evil, yes, this living evil. To overcome this evil, yes, this living evil. It's like an Talon war. The evil push us there and they push us here. They never overcome us, never. Yes, hallelujah, come free me, come free me, come free me. Yes, hallelujah, come free me, come free me, come free me. It won't be too long, the evil going down upon me. It won't be too long, the evil going down.
Come free me, come free me, come free me. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, shalom. Here for the Tuesday podcast. We're going to zoom in on some of the topical themes and the subject matters like cannabis in the Bible right here, 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 here in this Torah reading and feeding the 21st sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, Ki Tisa, when thou takest. In the KJV, the translation is when thou takest. Takest the sum. In the English, KJV, more correctly, when you lift up the head. It's a census count, a head count right here in chapter 30 of the book of Exodus, the second book of Moshe, the Sefer Shemot. We have the Kana Bosom, the cannabis in the Bible, both in the, we have in particular in the anointing, you know, oil, right? And also within the Aishin, it's a reference right here, here, here. So I'm going to this Torah reading and feeding, just to zoom in on this here. Something's old and something's new, but may Yah make all these things true. So at the second hour right here on the podcast, about to complete the first hour, got like three or so minutes. And the second hour, we're going to go into that audible, you know, cannabis in the Bible, and then furthermore unpack it. There's a few interesting, very, very interesting themes, the tabernacle, and also in the Aliyah for the fourth day, we have the backward parts. You know, it says Moses can't see the face. He wants to get to really know and want Yahuwah to like reveal himself. So here we link it with what's known as the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, a.k.a. the Kabbalah or the Kabbalah, the tree of life right there. And we point to the fact that, you know, when you look at it, some people I see as they kind of liken it to man made in the image after likeness. They think it's a man facing you, but actually it's the backward parts. You know, the backward parts. We have this right here in Exodus 33, verse 23. Is this what Moses saw? That's the question that we ask. Is this what Moses saw? The back parts of Elohim, of Yahweh Eloheinu. Exodus 33, verse 23, it says, and I will take away mine hand. In the Hebrew, that would be like my yad. Yad, also the Hebrew letter yod, the first letter of, we could say, the father, Yahuwah, right? Ha'ab, you know, and also the son, Yeshua, and also the son, Yisrael, the yod. So he says, I will take away my yod, or my yad, my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face, panai, shall not be seen. Pick up on that theme right here, 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 Chaverim as well. And also on the so-called golden calf. Let me state this again. There is no such thing in the Bible. And especially in the King James KJV, you won't find golden calf. You'll find molten calf, molten calf. Now, some might say, oh, that's semantics. But, you know, we're the people of the Shem. Shem is name and Sem, right? Or same. In another pointing of it also refers to name. Even semantics tell you significant meaning in words. If you don't understand words, then you get caught up in Babylon, which is confusion. So coming out of Babylon, study to show ourselves approved. So some of the key themes right here, because this is the Torah reading and feeding, right? Both of the great worship chapter 30, right? Chapter 30 concerning the golden altar of Aishens. So there's like two altars. There's the altar in the outer court, which is the brazen altar for the sacrifices. Then we have the golden altar within the tent, within the tabernacle, symbolically within the church, the true church, where the Aishens is offered. And where is the Aishens offered and why is it offered, especially to commune, right, with Yahuwah Eloheinu, above the mercy seat and between the cherubim. So we also point out these key significant things. There's a lot going on here in this Torah reading and feeding as we get the instructions for the construction, right, of that structure known as a sanctuary, where according to the scripts, he will meet with the B'nai Yisrael. He will meet with the sons of Israel. So here we just entered into the second Iowa right here, here, here. Before we go there, Let's go from low degrees to high degrees here. We're going to share a couple of audibles for this, of
sabbatical
course.
Study. Sabbatical this, I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And so this is something called right here, herb. Herb for my wine. Very interesting. Herb for my wine. Remember, even the Moshiach said he won't drink of that chalice, that cup, until he drinks of it anew. You know, in the kingdom.
Tell you what. Herb for my wine.
Check it now. You just check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know. It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate. Well, you check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, It make you cool, you know. It stimulates your mind and make you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate and be someone. Herb, rum teach you to be a junker, and herb teach you to be someone. Right? I mean, too much of anything, good for nothing, anyhow. Too much of one thing, good for nothing. So, if you have too much herb, it might hurt you, right? But, I mean, herb is a lot in the fullness of your life. And herb is a plant, a tree that grows.
Perhaps the most controversial aspect of Rastafarianism is the use of marijuana as a central part of the philosophy. Officially named ganja, it's colloquially described by the Rastas as herb. And Bob Marley is said to smoke a pound a week. It's outlawed in Jamaica, and a convicted smoker can expect an 18-month jail sentence.
The more you accept herb, the more you accept Rastafari. You dig what I say? We who accept herb, herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not Sarelen, Sarelen is something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, Herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so much good for everyone, who call themselves governments and this and that, why them say you must not use the herb? You see? And we check that and we can't find. We just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what? Against men who won't crave, because them crave for the things like say, well, then them have some material things and them want to captivate your mind and tell you, say, well, you have to work and put your pension and him keep it all. So herb make you look for yourself, and instead of you want to work for the man, you want to be one of the man, so not in the sense of how he is, but in the sense of why should you have to bow to these things.
Do you have to smoke to be a Rasta?
No, man. But in this time, I mean, like, for instance, you're reaching a sense where you're strong enough to take a little smoke. So when all them car pass, although you live in the city, you don't hear it because you're thinking. Differently if you just live so
then, you know what I mean, the whole world confuses you and you're worried and you don't have no time to think. And herb is that thing that gives you a little time for yourself so you can live, if you use it.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol make you drunk, man. It don't make you meditate, it just make you drunk. When you drink alcohol, you don't meditate. You're more get-headed. Herbs is more a consciousness.
It must create problems for you, though, when you go different parts of the world where perhaps it's outlawed, as it were.
Well, it's just like what I was saying, is that I don't care. This is the people who make it outlaw, it's but a few. Majority of the people from the hurt want it. And it's just a few because guns and prisons and bad life treat you bad. So people kinda... But we want some people power. And the only people power is Rastafari.
Rastafarianism is very popular in Jamaica, yet in Canada, the United States, it has a bad reputation. People are associated with drugs and the trafficking of marijuana and violence, police arrests.
Yeah, man, them crucified Christ, remember? Christ was a Christian and them crucified Christ, same is not a, what
no,
it is.
No, but let's go back to the facts. People have been arrested, and the Rastafarians in Toronto, for example, have very bad reputation.
We're not, I wouldn't say that the Rastafarians have a bad reputation. I would say people give the Rastafarians bad reputation because the Rastafarians, all of these things happening before the Rastafarians even start coming to Canada anyway around here.
But the things that are very obvious are things like the way you look, right? To most people who are very conservative in dress, you look quite strange. Plus the fact that you advocate smoking marijuana.
Yeah, yes, I'll show you this now. Could they tell God that it's not legal?
No, but you're...
They couldn't tell God that
it's not
legal.
A very strong religious belief, but other people don't necessarily share that. And what they see are the obvious things. And isn't it in fact true that many Jamaican people get involved in the trafficking of marijuana and therefore get the bad reputation associated with Rastafarians?
People get trafficking. You see, I don't really know anything about those parts of life. You know, all I know about is Rastafari. You know, I'm trying to bring this truth to the people. What the people do with them life, I don't really know about that. I know about my own.
Okay, what is your own? What's your music
my own
to you?
Is, my own, my, the music to me, the music is more than music to me. It go further than music, you know. It go with I don't know, it further than music.
But you used it as a strong message. I mean, words like a hungry man
music
is an angry man.
The music used me.
Bob, how important is the ganja to arrest the man?
Ganja is a bird, this is herb.
Herb. Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal?
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. Not one of them is legal.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Wanted, wanted for the production and distribution of illegal plants. God. No photo currently available. Claims to have created everything, including all illegal plants. We have evidence in writing from God. Quote, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of earth. End quote. Genesis of the Bible. Also wanted as a person of interest and co-conspirator, Jesus the Christ. Claims to be son of God and religious cult leader. Sought for interview in regard to knowledge of father's activities. Already nailed to the cross once by the Romans, reports suggest that he may have risen again. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Wanted, wanted for production and distribution of illegal plants, God. No photo currently available.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
the linguists and the translators, sometimes in the better books, they would put that K underneath the K. They have a little dot, under the K for that special K effect, you know, the ka, ka, kane, 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 bosom, kane, bosom. I think it's actually pointed in this Torah portion here in Exodus chapter 30, round about verse 22. In 22 it says, U, ene, right? Actually it's pointed as ene. A lot of them say kana, but it's really ene. Okay, let's bring it up. Let's bring it up right here. Is cannabis in the Bible? Just to point out the cannabis matrix. If ones have not gotten a chance to read and to get a hear of that, as well as a good Rastafari yeshiva, a good study on the cannabis matrix. It explains a lot, especially with this portion here in this parsha, in this Torah portion, this sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong here at the 21st, here picking up with Exodus chapter 30, we pick up with this 21st Kaf Aleph, right, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong with Exodus 30:11, right, for ki tisa et rosh, translator translates, when thou takest the sum, ki tisa et rosh, more directly, when thou, speaking to Moshe directly, it says, Why daberi Yehovah el Moshe leimor, speaking to Moshe, yes, speaking to Moshe, Why daberi Yehovah el Moshe leimor ki tisa, when the eye lifteth up et rosh. So here is a, some say this is a type of a census. Census count here, when thou takest the sum, when you liftest up the head. Now, what's interesting here is that in this Torah portion, ki tisa, when you lift up, it has implied here because of the content that we're touching on here with the kana, right, the kana, or pointing in the Hebrew as the kine, but the kine, right, the kine, as it's pointed, ukine, vosem, Ukene bosom comes from the root, the kene comes from the kana. When we look at the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew etymology. But here in the opening words here, since we're picking up here with the Kaf Aleph Parasha the 21st, that is theme Ki Tisa, when thou takest. This is how the translators have translated it, both in the KJV and also in the Chumash. Usually that's how it's translated, Ki Tisa, that's the key word, when thou takest, so we call this Sabbath Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest. But looking at the Hebrew, more directly, when you lift this up, when thou liftest up the head, when thou takest the head count, the sum. But the implied idea right here in connection with the kinebosum, is like getting high, right? But not in the worldly, in the world flesh and satanic seclorum sense. Right? But in that set apart sense, because remember, there is a distinction being made here in this 21st sabbatical Torah portion, this reading and feeding the sabbatical manna. In the manna here, a distinction is being made between what goes on, right, and by who what goes on, right? You know, who is worthy. In fact, we had picked up with that in the vlog and the previous that we have done for this sabbatical study here in the 2020, here in the 2020, the 401st year, right, into about the 400 years. So here we're picking up right here with the tabernacle. Right, the tabernacle, and who may worship. It's
still in the tabernacle at the 18th item, the altar of incense, the Kittaret, the great worship chapter. Who may worship? So there's a qualification. Right? There is a qualification because there are also consequences. Right? Whether there will be baraka, you know, baraka, whether there be blessing, ukalala, or kalala, or cusses, or consequences, aror, in another sense of the Hebrew. But here it says, who may worship or worship? The first item, as we mentioned, is the redeemed, is the redeemed. So the first necessary matter is the matter of redemption. Now we need to also look at the altar of incense, the altar of the Kittaret, of Aishan, being a type of Mashiach, being a type of the Messiah, being like a mashal, a symbol, a simile, a proverb, a parable, a metaphor, according to the Hebrew mythos type. It's a type, right? A metaphor of Messiah, our intercessor. We have first, we have John chapter, not First John. We'll get to First John just now, but we have the Gospel according to Yohanan. We have chapter 17, verses 1 to 26. We have the Epistle to the Hebrews. Very important, the pattern, the tavnit. So looking at the pattern, at the ground plans here in the second book of Moshe, Exodus. So we have the Epistle to the Hebrews in the Brit Hadasha, the renewed, the new covenant sense, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. So the altar, so it's also the altar is where this worship and worship takes place. But the question here is cannabis or cannabosum, in a pointed in the Hebrew, masoretically the pointing, the Nikudo points out the enunciation as kene bosum, right? But the altar of incense is a type of Messiah, right? Our intercessor through whom our own prayers and praises, here's the key, ascend, go up as the smoke, we say, cause it to smoke, to fumigate, cause it to smoke, right? And that sweet savor, right? Cause the prayers and the praises, the prayers and the eyes, says Rastafari and I, the eyes, the yes I, to ascend to Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Egeziah, to sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father. So we have Hebrews, this is the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, and Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. And also, we're just speaking of the altar of Aishans. We're going to speak about the Aishans. Here's the key thing that here as we begin off this 21st on the theme of who may worship, and here just building on this particular theme of who may worship, the first item is the redeemed, right? Before even getting into, we say, more of the details. The details actually comes in once we get to the third qualification of who may worship, and that's all connected with the redeemed and the first item of Ki Tisa, and that is the taking of the sum, the lifting up of the head. Ki Tisa et Rosh. Right? Ki Tisa et Rosh. Now, to get into some of the detailed description right there, it's important because not just to jump over to the main part. Okay, there's the verse right there. You see? Cannabis is in the Bible, so I can smoke because it's in the Bible. A lot of things are in the Bible. And, yeah, you could do maybe a lot of the things. Maybe not all the things, but, you know, but there's a consequence for almost anything and everything. So here in looking at the context of what's been explained here, right, we're going to zoom in on where is the kana, the kine, the kana, the kine, bosom, kine, bosom, where is the cannabis in the Bible, but also in what context? Because a lot of things have been taken out of context with some very serious and even sometimes some grievous consequences. Right? As I said, to study, to show, to shoot, to show yourself approved. Right? That's why it begins off right here, and we're emphasizing this. Who may worship, or who may worship? And see, the who may worship is also in the connection of how, right, is how. So the first item here is the taking of the sum, which does not mean that the census was optional. This is not an optional matter as we begin off here with Ki Tisa, as we begin off here with this 21st sabbatical study. And in this 21st Ki Tisa, when thou takest, when you liftest up, when you liftest Tisa, Tisa, Nesa, Nasa, Nasa, to lift up. This doesn't mean that the census was optional, as Moshe had been commanded to number, take a head count, Ki Tisa, Et Rosh, right? B'nei Yisrael. What the words convey is that when Moshe undertook to count them, when he undertook to do the head count, as we have from the Hebrew Ki Tisa Et Rosh, when you lift up the Rosh, the head, B'nei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, Lif Kudehem, of their number, according to their number, V'natnu Ish Kofer Nafsho LaYahuwah. It says right here that then shall they give, V'natnu Ish, man, Ish. Note that the translator translates just man. In some places just man, right? And the man could be Hebraically the Ish, as it's here. Ish, the higher man, is the Ish. And then the basic, regular, the rank and file man, the Adam. Right here it says, V'natnu Ish, Kofer Nafsho LaYahuwah. Then shall they give every Ish. It didn't say Adam, and that's going to be very important, as we see elsewhere where it says man in the translation, but the Adam is emphasized. And now, according to the context, that gives us also who's who. V'natnu Ish, Kofer Nafsho LaYahuwah. And giving Ish, man, kofer, kafir, here we get the kafir, like the kafir boy, right? And it's, oh, whoa, this is racist. Okay, yes, I guess it's also ignorancy, because when you recognize that the kafir, and we get into the etymological root of it, has to do with that black pitch. The black pitch, right? That pitch, like that was used in the, you know, with Noah's Merkabah, with that boat of, you know, of Noah, the Merkabah of Noah, right? As well as a sense of atonement that links with the divine, the Ivine black. The Ivine black and blackness links with the Kofar, the ransom, the Kafar, right, the Kippur, Kippurim, that whole sense of the Kafar, the Kippur, right, the Kofar. Kofar is like the black pitch mud, not mud, but it's the tar. It's that tar that keeps it watertight, right? So there's a significance both in the blackness, right, the divine blackness, and maybe a melanin connection, perhaps. But the first things first is that every man, V'natnu Ish, a kofer, will give a covering. The idea is a covering, right? A covering, right? A covering, a ransom. We'll give a ransom. Kofer Nafsho, a ransom of his psyche, of his soul, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Bifkod otam, when you number them, bifkod otam, with lo yehyeh, and no, and not for them to be vahem, bahem, negev, for them not to be a negev, for them not to be a negev bahem, upon them,
beast called Otam, when thou numberest them. This is what Moshe is told here. So Moshe, right, undertook to count them, and that when, you know, he undertook to count them, that they should each give a half shekel, a half shekel, and by counting the coin, he would arrive at their total. Some say that it's on that half shekel, and not that he would count them directly. Right, we have to get into the whole counting, right? Why does it say this, that so that there won't be a plague? It almost implies that if they were to number them without this giving of a kofer nafsho la Yahuwah by every one of the each, don't say Adam, but the each, the higher man, that there would be, right, by him, Negev, there'll be a Negev, but so there won't be any Negev, right, that each of them are to give, and it specifies a half shekel, and by counting the coin, some say that this is how they would arrive at what the number, by counting the amount, right, in other words, almost like not counting them directly, but from their gift, counting what has been given, and then arrive at that number. As Moshe gathered the people together to enjoin upon them to donate gifts, that's picking up from the teruma, right, to donate gifts, right, free will room, up offering, what would give it up offering, for the building of HaKodesh, right, or the Mikdash, in the sense of the Mikdash, the holy place, the set apart place. He sees the opportunity to take, some say, a census of them. At this time, this is a perfect time to take a head count, a ras, a rosh count, ki tisa et rosh, as it says in the Hebrew. The method of taking a census, or the head count, here described was not to be confined to this occasion, but was to be followed, some say, whenever a head count was decided upon. That by, in other words, not just to number them, but by that giving of the half shekel. Now the half shekel is important too, in the connection of redemption. It's about redeem. Who shall worship? Right? Who shall worship in the connection of the altar of Aish, and also the Kinei Balsam, the cannabis connection. Alright, so right here, the connection between this section and the preceding is in the fact that the head count, the Rosh, the Ras, the head count had as its purpose the idea. Here's the idea. The idea is at-one-ment, atonement, is the Kippur, Kofar, Kippur, Kafar, Kippur, right, and the Kippurim, right, that at-one-ment, right, at-one-ment, for Ha'am. And also the contribution of the half shekel, like the atonement performed by Aaron, that took place how many times? Once in a year. But the key, as we zoomed in on, that there be velo velo yehiyeh vahema negefa bifkod otam, that there be no plague, no negef among them, when thou numbers them. Now, when I mentioned the cannabis matrix, when it speaks about some of the the side effects or the consequences, and there's a lot of different types of cannabis consumers. Mm-hmm. And if I've heard the stories, or maybe you tell some of them, because maybe some of them are your experiences, different type of cannabis consumers. Can we say that some of the paranoia, the bugging out by some cannabis consumers is part of that negef, or what it might lead to? They say, oh, it's a gateway drug, and goes on to some. Maybe that's part of the negef there too. You know, that's a negef, right? Here's what's said according to the teachings, right? Is that anything that is numbered is subject to the influence of the evil eye. Interesting, Ethiopically, according to the say Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and you know, in the pure language, that's referred to as the Buddha eye. We get into that as well. But the evil eye, right? The evil eye, bad mind. In other words, also amongst our people, the Benjamites and others, we refer to that as what? Bad mind. The bad mind is that evil eye. Well, red eyes. The red eye and envious. You know, covetous, gravelicious, all these
terms that even in the roots of music, it was warning the people of this, because this is also a plague, right? Anything that is numbered, is subject to the influence of the evil eye and its calamitous consequences. Now, 2 Samuel 24 and 10 also brings that out as well. Now, why is this the first matter right here? Right? This whole connection concerning the kafar, right? Atonement, that covering, that atonement, right? And how that theme actually begins to be brought forward in the previous, right, chapter, in chapter 29, before we get here from the previous Torah portion. We pick up here and moving it forward right here, right, with that first matter about concerning the redeemed. Now, in the Cannabis Matrix, this is also brought forward by Johannes the Composer, right? Johannes the Composer also brings that idea forward in this particular document right here, the Cannabis Matrix, right? This is kind of a cover, right? That's the working cover, right? At least on the book one, the first book one, and getting some more of the details right here, the plague, that there be no plague, right? Plague, paranoia, bugging out, gateway drugism, schism to some pharmakesis, pharmaceuticals, and you go off the deep end because you did not do it the right way. You didn't do it Yahweh. You did it according to the way of the world, flesh, and the satanic Sakura, right? So this is also very important to bring out right here, and to see that as we study this area of scripture, particularly zooming in connection with the kine balsam, the cannabis, and worship, right, and also the qualifications, right, what are the particular qualifications, right, of worship, right, what are the qualifications of worship. So let's just zoom forward right here, and let us touch on, boom, okay, here, this is the ESV version of the Bible, right, and it's equal opportunity. If we see something in KJV, for example, the candlesticks rhetoric, there's no candlesticks, right? You just strike that right there. It's lampstand, it's not candlesticks. So we find, also the altar of incense, it says his furniture, it's really her, right? So some things, gender-wise, other specifics, details, especially if we're going to hook it all up so there'll be no shorting out. This is what is explained right here in the first item in this Torah portion here, who may worship. It's the redeemed. So the first thing was concerning the half shekel, right? And the connection of the half shekel and the ransom, right? Because it says right here, this they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. Now the shekel is important to just remember that the shekel is the keseth, and the keseth is the silver, and the metals are commodities, and there are qualifications we call the Hebrew commodities, right, of these particular metals. In other words, these metals in their use, they serve at least a dual role or a dual sense, right, a twofold role or a twofold sense, right? So this is speaking with the role, right, the role at this place right there, the altar of incense, right? Then it goes on to say, explaining that, that a shekel is 20 gerahs, giving like the weight, a half shekel shall be the offering of Yahuwah. Now, in the midst of Kiddush of Negus and Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, right, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, there is, I think it gives a measurement for the shekel as well. So here we have economics. Here we have what we call it, currencies, valuation of currencies. And let's see if we have the, okay, here we go. Kalelo Chilisana Tieta Wesadu. Yebului Kidana Terek Alata Meglech. In other words, from other languages, that which was taken from other languages, Old Testament, the raw words, Terek Alat Meglecha. A explanation, an explanatory in a sense. Sekel here, it says Yekubdet Mizan Asra Rata Gram Yahilno. So a sekel, right, according to Negusa Neges, right, and according to the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, a sekel or a shekel, Hebraically a shekel, in the Royal Amharic we have it as sekel, a shekel, Yekubdet Mizan. In other words, it is a heavyweight. Not liquid weight, but like a heavyweight. Yeah, kubdat mizan. Yeah, kubdat mizan, the weight. Asara rat, 14 gram. So it's 14 gram, Yahil knows. It's about 14 grams. So it's about a sekel or shekel is 14 grams. Right? 14 grams, and we know that the shekel, we're speaking about, the weight, but also what is the metal, what's the commodity, is silver, right? It's silver. So we have 14 grams, right? 14 grams, half of 14 grams would be 7, right? So 7 grams of silver, in other words, right? All the Bnei Yisrael ki tisa et rosh, Bnei Yisrael, right? To give about 14 grams, right? It says, zeh. Yitnu kol ha-over. Here it says, everyone that passes, ha-over, like Everest, like Hebrew. Everyone that passes, call all ha-over, ala ha-pekudim, right? That passes among them that are numbered, right? It says, Ma chizita ha shekel, half a shekel, b'shekel ha kodesh, according to the shekel of the kodesh. So that means that the tabernacle also set, we say the currency values. The currency values, right? Even some of the latter day Yehudi, European, Ashkenazi, other Yehudi Jews in Israel, they often, you hear them say, oh, well, they got to speak to the rabbis. You got to speak to them. Well, they, so it's not just a kind of a spookism, a religious thing way out there, but it has practical consequences, right, on the basics of daily life. Even we're talking about value, money, you know, money matters, right? Not so much just in the world making money and so forth and so on, but at its root, because it says right here, it says after the shekel of the sanctuary, b'shekel ha-kodesh. And then it explains, Esrim Gera HaShekel, right? In other words, Esrim is like, Esrim is like, say, 2 tenths. Asar is like 10, but Esrim with the Yod Mim is like 2 tenths. In other words, 20 Geras. Esrim Gera HaShekel, the shekel, right? So saying here, in some Bibles, is a parenthetical, right? But we already know now from the Mishnah Kedush that a shekel is 14 grams. It's a heavyweight. It's not a liquid weight, but it's a kubdet mizan, right? Kubdet mizan, like a heavyweight. Not. We have liquid measures as well. So we have measurements. Right? We have measurements here that are given. So it says a half shekel shall be the offering. A half shekel. Machitzita hashekel teruma la Yahuwah. Look at this. Here, the Shema, Yisrael, teruma, remember, previous Torah portion, teruma, what's a teruma, right, the teruma. Now, English would often have English, right, and translation will say offering, 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 they'll give offering, okay. But there's different kinds of offering. Just to, you know, the divinity, the divinity is in the detail. Verse 15 says that the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. So to like kind of scroll it forward to today, based on the Metaf Kedus and the Meglecha that we have, that a shekel is about 14 grams. It's about silver, 14 grams of silver. Half a shekel is 7 grams, right? So that means rich and poor all should be able to afford, there's no question about it, 7, especially the B'nai. Remember, it's talking about the sons, the B'nai Yisrael with his children, B'nai, because Hebraically speaking, it's mainly speaking of the sons. When you speak of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, so you have the whole house, the woman and the children included. When you speak of the B'nai Yisrael, it's specifically speaking of the sons of Yisrael, to whom more is given, more is required. Alright? Man up. Right? The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering to Jehovah to make an atonement for your souls. Call ha over. All that passes. Okay, that was verse 14. Everyone that passes amongst them, okay, that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering. Shall give an offering to Jehovah. So here also is being specified the age. Everyone that passeth, call ha-over, ha-over, over, ha-over, ha-over, all that abra, abra, passes. Right? So this is a Hebrew. That's a Hebrew sense. Some still don't get it when we say that, well, all Israelites, all true Israelites are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Israelites. We'll give you the Abraham example. How about that? Right? Or how about the Isaac example? Was Isaac an Israelite? How about that? All right, just to prove that particular point there, it's important, because then when we say, well, all the Kohanim, the priests, were Levites, Lewawi and Halloween, but not all the Lewim, the Levites, were Kohanim. Take a moment, pause. Everyone that passes, when living beings are to be counted, they are made to pass before the enumerator, the counter, who checks their number, who checks their number, right? Leviticus, we have Leviticus 27, 32. The verb signifies passes. Some say passes. Others look at the word over. Over means like, well, they pass the minimum age of 20, because it's the age of 20. The inference is that a male under 20 was not eligible for military service and did not come within the category of man. How do we know this, Radio? Well, verse 12. Verse 12. What was verse 12? When thou takest the sum of the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. Now, somebody say, well, it's the man and the woman. No, it's Hebraically, it's the son. It's the son. It's the man, B'nai. After their number, then shall they give every man. It says each. If it said each or isha, it'll be man or woman. No, it says each. A ransom. Right, ish, a kofar, kofar nafsho, for his soul, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, when they number risk them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. So what's the connection here of the cannabis here? Well, the connection of the cannabis is that ones are burning, you know, what's it, do as directed. Right, are not doing as directed, right, and as consequence. We'll get into the details right there, but just the connection of the age right here. Because see, the first part of who may worship, right, is the redeemed. Because some say everybody just bun the herb, bun the ganja, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell you there's a lot of consequences. Some people are still dealing with consequences from burning, you know, burning, what, unappropriately, burning, there's a phrase that, you know, we use, like driving, you're driving dirty, burning dirty, burning unredeemed, you know, burning unredeemed, burning uncleansed, burning unanointed. There are consequences. So when people talk about medicinal marijuana, right, the medicinal cannabis and everything, there is a big difference. Now, if you go check some of the vlogs of some years ago, LOJ Society, Lineages Society, we are the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we the Black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, one of the first to go on the record says, what about the cannabis right for Sacramento? Not Sacramento, even though I know I'm in Sacramento. How you doing now, dear brothers and sisters? Yes, I, right, Safari. But there is the Sacramento use, right? I know one thing.
Yeah, there's some churches out there. They have some churches and people out there that talk about this in the Bible, too. There's other ones and ones.
Yeah, there's some goofy people. There's some goofballs. And I just say that straight up. There's some goofballs out there talking about, you know, when I say goof, I'm looking at the Hebrew, goof, meaning like body. The goof is the body. Right? It's from a very fleshy, natural world, flesh and satanic. They probably mean well. We're not against them just as human beings. Right? But in comparison to what the truth is, they're taking some of the, you know, like they're popularizing some things. But sometimes that causes more problems, you know what I mean? Like legalize it, right? We will advertise it. That was good, perhaps, in the days of St. Peter Tosh, right? Rastafari St. Peter Tosh. But you can't you can't apply that to today. Mm-mm. It's a whole different time, right? You have to be wise, right? Wise to salvation. Wise. Right? But anyway, let's go forward right here. So 20 years old. The inference is that a male under 20 was not eligible for military service and did not come within the category of mine. Did not come in the category when it says would not tenu ish. Kofer nafsho la Yahuwah. Would not tenu ish. Then shall they give every ish kofer nafsho for his soul a ransom, a covering. He'll be covered. It's almost like an insurance policy, right? It's almost like an insurance policy, you know, against, bad trips, bad highs, so to speak. You know what I mean? You know, like people paranoid. Yeah, I remember some of y'all remember back in the days, some ones and ones, we signed in ones and ones, you know, our friends and everything, but you want them to bum because they always go cray. It's like they go cray cray. It's like something, you know, but then as you get into, they were not redeemed, they were not cleansed, they were not anointed. As you said, in the cannabis matrix breaks down like there's all sort of cannabis consumers. Right? Got to touch on that, the whole cannabis consumption and cannabis consumers, and also the reasons. The reasons in this chapter 30, right, especially from verse 11 to verse 38 is a must study, especially for Rastafari. It's a must study. I mean, really, let's study it, right? Let's study to show ourselves approved, because we say, oh, it's in the Bible. Yeah, cannabis and the herb is the healing of the nation and this and that and the next. And yes, but how is it there? Like, no more jump off, because see, if we're in the boat, right? Say we're in that boat, we're in the ark, right? And we jump off. Right? You go and jump off, you know, like jumping out of the, you know, the pan into the fire. But worse yet, you're jumping into the waters, right? Jumping off. No more jump off, right? We have to make sure that the boat can float. That's why the ransom. Right, the ransom is pointed forward, and then, as we mentioned, the kofar, the kafar, right, and the connection of the kofar and the kafar, right, with that divine, we say the ivine black, right, the ivine black. It's like the secondary interpretation and application of his feet as brass burns in the furnace of fire. It does apply to the brazen altar. But it both applies to the brazen altar and to the brazen feet, right, the natural brazen feet of our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They both apply. They both apply, right? So here we're speaking about the divine black, right? The divine black, right? Not that, well, black people are black and that makes them divine because they are black. They have, it's like the Israelites. The Israelites were, you know, God's chosen people, right? Right? They still are, right? But what has happened is that they've messed up their own status, right? Because of disobedience, because of what says obey is better than to sacrifice. And we get that in this Torah portion here with the golden calf. Notice this, that two chapters, about a chapter later, right, a chapter later, we get the broken Torah. We get the molten calf. Not the golden calf. That's another point there, too, is that there's no such thing as the golden calf in the Bible. Truly, correctly, there's the molten calf. And molten masaka is different, right, than Zahab, and, you know, like, it's not speaking of that, you know what I mean? We're going to get into those details as we move forward, but keeping this in a kind of a chronological, like, in the order of what we have in this Torah portion, we have who may worship, and zooming in on the connection of the kene balsam, right, of the cannabis. Before we get directly to the cannabis, we have to first address who may worship, right, who may worship, and also how to worship, right? The redeemed is the first item, right? So that giving of that half shekel, right? That giving of that half shekel, machitzita hashekel, the half shekel, that begins that process for all of the, what? All the males that are to be numbered, lifkudehem, Bifkod Otam, when thou numberest them. So 20 years and above. Now the connection of the military, the connection with the military service is also important, because that's also a part of how they would get the land. They had to, was it faith? They had faith, right? The faith, right? The emuna, right? The amen, the amena, right? The amena, but they had to have also the walk, right? They had to have the work. Right, they had to be ready for the milhama. Right, so it says the rich and the poor, since a half a shekel was a ransom for a soul, and lifnei Elohim all are equal. Before Elohim, all are equal. Whether they're rich or whether they're poor, because you know whether you're rich, you can be rich today and poor tomorrow, and poor today and rich tomorrow. So that can change. The rich must not give more, and the poor must not give less. And now we have the offering. The offering is called the terumah. Terumah. Right? It says, 20 years old and upward shall give the offering. So the beginning begins at a particular age. Right? A particular age. Below the age of 20. Now we can ask the question, well, when do you start bunning? When did you start bunning, you know, at the altar, or the Aishas, rather? Mm-hmm. And then we have to ask the question, what about when you don't burn at the proper place, the proper spot? All right, but anyway, let's go on right here. It says, with ma'ila, right, and above, yitain teruma Yahuwah, terumatiyoah. The offering of Jehovah, the teruma. Now, the text here in the Hebrew, it mentions offering of the Lord. And here we are at, right, here we are at verse 14, again, the offering, right? What kind of offering? It's a teruma, right? The offering of Jehovah, terumati Yehovah. Three times. We have the offering, teruma, three times. In verses 13, 14, and 15, we have the word teruma three times in this Torah portion, this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have it in Exodus chapter 30, verse 13, 14, and 15. It refers to three different offerings. There's a compulsory levy of a half shekel,
the silver, the kesef, the bur, right, thus raised, being used for casting the sockets of HaMishkan. These are used for casting the sockets. We have this in Exodus chapter 38, verse 25. The second teruma, right, is a compulsory levy. This means a must give of a half shekel in the census taken after the erection of HaMishkan. The Mishkan, after the erection of, you know, after the pitching of the tent, we could say, in Numbers 1 and 2. The money. You know, you hear folks say, oh, well, God don't need no money. God don't need, who are you? Did he send you? Or are you sent by him? Did he give you a message to communicate to us? Or is this your own thought? Is this your own idea? Right? This is your own philosophy. Right? Well, according to the teaching of his master, the money being spent on the purchase of communal sacrifices, right, is also a part of this. This is alluded to here in the phrase, to make atonement for your soul. In verse 15, it says, to make an atonement. To make an atonement for your soul. Le kapir al nafshotekem. Le kapir. Kafir, to make atonement, right, that process in the verb tense, likapir al nafsho tekem, for your soul, for your psyche, right, the psyche, what's the psyche, right, one getting psyched out, getting paranoid and all kind of crazy stuff. Talking all kind of crazy stuff, right? Saying that was here in the Bible and one's the one that Rastafari, but you're not pointing to his authority. He said, for my part, I glory in the Bible. It sounds like something you're psyched out, right? You need atonement. Likapir ala nafshotekem. Atonement for your soul. Since the sacrifices were offered to secure atonement, right? The third area of the teruma is a voluntary contribution of no fixed amount. That was the first teruma that we had previously, right? The first teruma, right? For the materials, it was of no fixed amount. It wasn't like just give this or that. Although the compulsory ones are a fixed amount. Give this amount, half a shekel. No more, no less. Machitzita hashekel. No more, no less. Right? No more, no less. But the third type of teruma was a voluntary contribution. So we have two kinds of teruma, which is compulsory. Right? You must give. Especially the B'nai Yisrael. Right? To for your atonement. So there'd be no plague. There'd be no negev. Right? There'd be no plague. Right, there'd be no play. Right, also there's the money that is spent on the purchase of the communal sacrifices, what is needed. Right, we call this like the support of the ministry. The support of the ministry. So here we have the last of the teruma, was actually one of the first that we dealt with in chapter. We had like, we have it coming up again, 35. And 24. We had it previously, right? Because previously we had Moshe Behar Sinai on Mount Sinai receiving the instructions. Then we get a split screen right here while he's up there, what's happening down below, right, with the people. Now, the offering to make atonement, right, some interpret this to escape any plague or paranoia. We view this now in the Rhema, Rastafari Rhema sense, any paranoia, any bug out, any craziness, right? You know what I mean? Where some even be dealing with the cannabis, almost like the cannabis is God. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, right? Because something's wrong with the psyche. It was a soul. There needs to be that covering, right, for the soul, right? It's like with the pitch. The kapar, right? Right? The keyboard, right? The covering that was put on Noah's Ark, and even that Yochabed, Moshe's mother, right? We say the original, the Hebrew Orset. She is the originator. Her story and Moshe's story is the originator of that story that later on in the Potomac time, right, is found written on some monument that they, you know, like religiously, you see what happens religiously. People will take different things from another religion and then say, well, this is it. But we're looking at what's here, right, within the instructions, right, what's here. So we have the Kippurim. The Kippurim money. So there's the Kippurim money. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael and shall appoint it. Right? So the money is appointed for a use. Not just taking the money and spending on other things or doing. No, it's appointed for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Right? Wilakachta eta keseh. And thou shalt take the atonement money, the kesef ha-kippurim, me'eta b'nei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Yisrael, with natata oto, and give it, with natata, or appoint it, give it, with natata oto, al-evodat. For the Evodat, the Avodot, right, the Evodat, Ohel Moed, for the service, Evodat, of the Ohel, the tent, Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent appointment, with Hayah, that it may become, Wahayah, Lizne Yisrael, Zikaron. Zikaron, a memorial, a remembrance of Zikaron, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, Likapir al Nafshotekem, to make an atonement for your souls. Now, we just went through this part right here because it's important to get this foundation right here. The atonement money, the Kesef HaKippurim, described because it served as a kofar for a man, a Isha's nefesh, his soul, his psyche, his mind, his psyche. Verse 12, appoint it for the service. We have to infer that the census is not identical. This census is not the census that we get in Numbers 1 and 2. And that census took place after the uchery of the golden calf. That resulted in a plague. Right? We have 32 and 35, Exodus 32, 35. From this silver, right, the sockets were cast. Right? From this silver, the sockets were cast. So we're going to pause right here because we just addressed the first item. Right? The first item of who may worship. Right? Yes, we're going to address the cannabis. Right? Where is... In the Bible, first things first right here is who may worship. The redeemed Chabarim, the redeemed may worship. Who may worship? The redeemed may worship. Right? How may they worship? Right? Well, stay tuned. Kana Bosom. In the Bible, in the Hebrew
for another day, Rastafari Kalinim Jala, Rastafari Kalinim Jala. Rastafari kalinim ja. Ima shali yomeret melech hamlachim etil ha-reshaim.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations.
from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana. This disciple.
Chapter 30, verse 11, who may worship the redeemed, the redeemed. In verse 17, we get who may worship the cleansed, the cleansed. Verse 22, who may worship the anointed, the Messiah, Moshiach, or Mashach, as the verb is Mashach, the anointed. Then in verse 34, speaking about worship of the worship with the Aishans, it's a type of prayer. So the Aishans, the incense, is a type of prayer and praise, as we even have in Psalm, was that 141, opening verse, yes. It is for Ha'adon. It is for Yahuwah. It is for Adonai. Verse 37 speaks about the spiritual aspect of it. And in verse 38, that it's not sensuous. What does it mean, Chaverim? It's not sensuous. More on that in this 21st sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. But here we have a psalm, the 150th psalm.
Shalom again, shalom chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Bevoir.
Come free me, come free me, come free me. hallelujah. Hallelujah, El Pecoso. Hallelujah, Birkia Oso. Hallelujah, Big Murotav. Hallelujah, Jerome Kudlo. Hallelujah, Beteka Shofar. Hallelujah, Benevel Bechinor. Hallelujah, Betof Umahol. Hallelujah, Benilim Verugab. Hallelujah, Betilcele Shama. Hallelujah, Betilcele Terua. כל הנשמה תהלל יא, הללויה.
מזמור 150 הללויה. እግዚአብሔርን በመቅደሱ አመስግኑ፣ በኃይሉ ጠፈር አመስግኑ፣ በችሎቱ አመስግኑ፣ በታላቅነቱ ብዛት አመስግኑ፣ በመለከት ድምፅ አመስግኑ፣ በበገናና በመሰንቆ አመስግኑ። በከበሮና በዘፈን አመስግኑ፣ በአውታርና በእምቢልታ አመስግኑ። ድምፁ መልካም በሆነ ጸናጽል አመስግኑ፣ እልልታ ባለው ጸናጽል አመስግኑ። እስትንፋስ ያለው ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ያመስግን። ሃሌሉያ።
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we go through the verse by verse of the Hebrew here. Look abraded right here, here, here. Hebrew one verse. KJV, the next verse.
Psalm
right
150.
Mizmor Kufnun, Kufnun, Kufnun.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary, 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 sanctuary.
Hallelujah, El Bekocho, 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. His power, his power.
Hallelujah, Birkia Ozo, 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 Ozo.
Praise him for his mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts.
Hallelujah, Big Vurotav, Big Vurotav, Big Vurotav, Big Vurotav.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness, 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 greatness.
Hallelujah, Cherov Gudlo, 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 Gudlo.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet.
Hallelujah, Beteka Shofar, 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 Shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp,
the psaltery and harp,
the psaltery and harp, the psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, Benevel Vechinor, 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 Vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, Betof Umahol, 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 Umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs, and organs, and organs.
Hallelujah, Beminim Verugav, 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 Verugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, Betilcele Shama, 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 Shama.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals, cymbals, cymbals.
Hallelujah, Betilcele Terua, 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 Terua.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol ham neshamat, 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 neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel Yah, 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 Yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The end of the book of Psalms.
Off noon, Psalm CL, off noon, 150th Psalm, off noon, or off noon, hallelujah, hallelujah, Rastafari, hallelujah, Psalm, the group of praise, Psalms, the Isis, Mizmor, or Zimrot, and the whole Psalter, the Sefer Tehillim. The cipher of the Psalms. They reach their culmination in this unequaled hymn of extolment. Quote, the grandest symphony of praise of Isis, praise, Miskana, Isis to Egziavihar, to the sustainer, to the good, to the generous, the Ha Elohim, to the true God, the true good, ever composed on earth. End quote. Osterly says something a little similar to that, and, you know, we just inspired to kind of big up that word because that word is a good word right here. No more fitting clothes to this section of sacred Hebrew literature could be conceived than the outburst of ecstatic exultation. Big up the Ililta, the Hallelujah, the Hallelujah, exaltation, it rings through today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews with its concluding call to everything that hath breath. Everything that has what? Everything that has breath, that breatheth. The psalmist and I, we sum up the aspiration and the aim of Yisrael. Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yashar El, the upright of El. Israel's mission. Israel, the man who, that prince who prevails with God and man. Yisrael's mission and the purpose of his and I existence, I being. As John's appointed messenger, and the messenger is John's children, especially I and I have a new name, precious name, the new name, Rastafari to mankind and to humanity. So we have today's daily psalm, the off noon psalm, the 150th psalm. It's a little, but it's talua. Tinishkin, the Tilik, no, small but very, very important. Make I and I ride up. Hashem, Ha'av, Wehabain, Wehruaha, Kadosh, Wa, Achad. In name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, Achad, the One. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise ye, He who be, praise ye, exalt ye, dig up. Big up, y'all. He who be, Yah. Hallelujah. 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 To he who be, who he be. Hallelujah. El. Be'ek adisho. Hallelujah. Be'a reki'a. Ozo. Praise. Praise El. El. Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el, El. Hallelujah, El. Be'kadisho, in his sanctuary, in his holy place. Hallelujah, praise him. Hallelujah, praise him. Be'rekia, uzo. Praise him, hallelujah, in the firmament, be a rekia, in the firmament, uzo, in the firmament of uzo, of his power, El, Elohim, the power, El, Ha'el, the power, even the first power of the Trinity, directing the universe, the universe, and all it contains. Bikadisho, in his sanctuary, Kadisho, not the temple, not speaking of his temple in Sion, but his holy place. His holy place, the holy temple in Shemayim. We have this in Psalm 11, round about verse 4, and in Psalm 102, round about verse 20, as the parallelism, the parallel here, learning to read the sign language as it shows. From his abode, there he rules the earth, and all hearts, heartically speaking, should be directed up, 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 in eyes, in praise, Meskana. Of him and to him, to he who be who he be. This explanation, some say, is preferable to that which reads into the verse an invocation to the angels. Some would say, well, this is an invocation to angels, to angels, to unite in the praise. And that is true in the sense that I and I, as his messengers of that message, even the message of salvation of the King of Kings, Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise him. Birikia uzo, the firmament of his power. Rikia uzo, firmament. This is a synonym of the Shemayim, that firm place. Genesis chapter 1, Bereshis. Its appearance was one of the first steps in the creation, the irations, the creation of the world. And is therefore a witness, can I and I get a witness? The firmament is that witness, the witness of his infinite might, the infinite might of the first power of the Trinity. The second verse, hallelujah. Biga vorotayo, praise him for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. Kerov gudlo, praise him according to his abundant greatness. Kerov gudlo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all of you. Hallelujah, all of you. Praise who? Praise him. Hallelujah. Be a gvorotayo for his mighty acts in the government of humanity, earth's rightful ruler, which are beyond human telling. We have this in Psalm 106, round about verse 2. His abundant greatness. Kerov gudlo. Kerov gudlo. According to, as, rov, abundant, nuff-nuffness, good law, greatness, which is unsearchable by man. To search it, to know the fullness, right? It's unsearchable by man. Here we have Psalm 145, round about verse 3. Here we have the Aleph, first verse, the Beit verse, and here the Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Abugi, right, the third verse here. Hallelujah. Be take ah, shofar. Praise him with the blast of the horn. Hallelujah. Be take ah, shofar. The blast of the shofar. Hallelujah. Be nevela, the chinor. Be-nebel, we-kinor, praise him with the psaltery, the miskana, the eyes, and the harp, we-kinor, the horn, the shofar is mentioned here. The shofar is the ram's horn sounded by the Kohanim, the priest in the Hekal, in the temple, and associated with the praises, the Torah, stretching forth of their hand, the miskana, the eyes of Ha-Elohim. Of he who be who he be is divine majesty. Here we have Psalm 47, round about verse 6, and Psalm 98, round about verse 6. The psalm, the Mizmor, is evidently meant for liturgical use, for the Kaddish, the Kedase, the usage. And one may imagine that each instrument began to take part in the concert, in the symphony of Isis, as it was named, till at last all of the instruments blended in a mighty torrent of praiseful sound, of Isis full sound. word, sound, and power to which the whirling dancers kept time in the timing. B'nevela v'chinor, v'chinor. B'nebel, nebel, nebel, v'chinor. The psaltery and the harp, these, together with the cymbals, were played by the Lewim, by the Levim, the Lewawion, by the Levites, keeping it Levitical, were played by the Levites. Levitically speaking, we have 1 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 1. Here we are at the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Hallelujah, praise him. Betof, betof, u machol. Betof, u machol. Praise him, hallelujah. Betof, u machol. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Hallelujah, praise him. Be minim, be minim, be minim, we ugav, we of the ugav, we ugav, we ugav. Praise him with stringed instruments. Be minim, be minim, stringed instruments, we ugav, ugav. And the pipe. So we have the timbrel and dance to praise him with the timbrel and the dance, the hallelujah, praise, a command to all of y'all, hallelujah. Big him up, hallelujah. Who? He. Be tof or machol. Machol, dance. So here we have even Psalm 149, round about verse 3. Now the timbrel, or the tof, was, some say, a woman's instrument. We have the string music. This is mentioned, you know, for the secular use, right, especially what we have in Psalm 40, 45, round about verse 9. We also have the pipe. Now notice we have the timbrel and the dance. So we praise he who he be, even with I and I body in the temple with the spirit, even with our dance. Then we have the pipe mentioned. This is an ancient wind instrument. We have Genesis chapter 4, verse 21. This is used on occasions of rejoicing. We have Eob and Job, Job chapter 21, verse 12. That brings it out, used on occasions of rejoicing. If the stringed instruments and pipe were played by laymen, the call is made to all the sections and sectors of the community, of the common unity, the priests, the Kohanim, the Levites, the Lewim, the Lewawion, the laymen, the Mahayman, and the woman, the Nashim, Setoch, the woman, all to praise. So it's a call to all the sections of the community, to the priests, to the Levites, to the laymen, and to the woman here at the hey verse, the fifth verse. Hallelujah, praise who? Praise him. Hallelujah, b'tfilas elei shama. B'tfilas elei shama. Praise him with the loud-sounding cymbals. B'tfilas elei shama. Shama. Hallelujah, praise him, praise he. B'tzilas eleia teruah. B'tzilas eleia teruah, teruah, teruah. Praise him with the clanging cymbals, the cymbals that make the teruah a loud sound. So here at the fifth verse, the loud sounding cymbals, literally the cymbals of hearing. In the Hebrew we have it as bit. Tzilat Salei, bit on the Tzilat Salei, Shama, 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 the Shama, to hear, the symbols of Shama, of hearing, Shama, symbols of brass to sound aloud. We have in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 19, and in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 5. This is used for the accompaniment of the Levite singers. So it's about the singers and the players of instrument. Right, even the king's music, the roots, the reggae, the ayabingi, the king's music, all sectors of society, of his majesty, of the common unity, of Jah people to praise, hallelujah, the clanging cymbals, the cymbals with a shrill, teruah, like the horn, teruah, the yom, teruah, right? The day of the trumpets. This corresponds to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Teruah, Teruah. Here it says, Be'etzilas Eleia Teruah. Right? So we have that connection, the day of the blowing, the day of the shrilling Teruah. Symbols with a shrill sound, clanging symbols. How these differ, some say from the former, is not always specifically known, but we have a very good idea among the faithful Highland children of the Ethiopians. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, for the sixth verse, the wow verse. Some say vav, but we say wow. Some say there's no W in Hebrew, but we say wow. It's the wow verse, right? So we have the wow verse here, the sixth verse, the complete. The Kof Nun Psalm, Psalm CL, the 150th Psalm, the Hallelujah Psalm. And here it says in the sixth verse, Kol HaNeshama, Kol HaNeshama, call all HaNeshama, HaNeshama, all with the Neshama, HaNeshama, all with the breath, all that have HaNeshama, all that have the Neshama, all that have the breath, all that has breath, Te-Hallel-Yah, 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 to praise Yah, to praise Jah, Rastafari, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise be, he who be, everything that hath breath, call HaNeshama, call HaNeshama, HaNeshama, all that has Neshama, Ha the Neshama, HaNeshama, all that hath breath, or literally all the breath, all the breath, all the breath, Tehalleluyah, all the breath, all your breath, Tehalleluyah, Tehallel, with all your breath, Tehalleluyah, Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 20 and 16, Yehoshua, Old Testament Joshua, and Joshua chapter 10 and 40, the phrase in Deuteronomy 20 and 16 and in Joshua chapter 10 verse 40, this phrase, call HaNeshama, call all HaNeshama, call HaNeshama, all the breath, translates all that have breath. This phrase, it denotes human beings, especially in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16, and in Joshua chapter 10, verse 40. And it is only said of man that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, El Gezeiah, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, breathe. He breathes into his nostrils the breath. The breath of life, Neshama, he breathes into his nostrils. It is uncertain whether, some say, the psalmist intended to include animals, right? As creatures of HaElohim, we say, let all be all. Call HaNeshama, although we recognize from the scriptures that it's in man, it's our responsibility, right? When we recognize the reality, all the creatures. So we have even in Psalm, we have Psalm 148. 148 verse 10. In Psalm 148 verse 10, we have all the creatures, all creation, all iration, let all that have breath, that have life with their breath, with their life. Hallelujah. 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 He who be, who he be. But so far as the human race, the humankind, especially that new race of humanity is concerned, the summons to praise, the summons, hallelujah, summons is all inclusive, for all in all. Yes, Rastafari, praise be, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Hallelujah, Rastafari.
Ooh, yeah.
150. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. 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 Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Becocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. His power. His power.
Hallelujah. Osho.
Praise him for his mighty acts. Mighty acts. Mighty acts. Mighty acts.
Hallelujah. Big Vurotavi.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. 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 Greatness.
Hallelujah. Cherov Gudlo.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. The trumpet. The trumpet.
Hallelujah. Beteka Shofar. 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 Shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
The psaltery and harp. The psaltery and harp. The psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah. Benevel Bechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Dance. Dance.
Hallelujah. Betof Umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
And organs. And organs.
Hallelujah. Beminim ve'ugav. Ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals. 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 Cymbals.
Hallelujah. Be'chiltzele shama. 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 Shama.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Hallelujah, bechilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol ha-neshamah, neshamah, neshamah, neshamah.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel yah, 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 yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, yah, yah.
The end of the Book of Psalms.
And here, here, Midrash, outro right here, 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 double-wise Midrash and the 150th Psalm in the number.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 Israel, a Midrash, Midrash on Mizmor of Noon, of Noon, of Noon, on Psalm 150. 150th Psalm. Psalm CL. Mizmor Kof Nun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El Be'ad Show. Hallelujah. Via Rekiah. Zo. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. All of y'all. Yeah. Praise he who be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El. Praise El. El. The true good, the true God. Hallelujah. El. Big Ad Show. Big Ad Show. In his holiness, his set apartness, in his sanctuary. First verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. After the order of Malachias Edek. Praise ye. Praise ye, Yahuwah. Praise ye, Yah. Here we have Yah. We have a Jah. Jah in the translation, KJV, King James Version, Psalm 68, verse 4. Jah. Jah in the English. Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El Bikadisho. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. He who be. Praise El. Praise y'all. El Bikadisho. In his set apartness, in his holiness, in his idleness, in his sanctuary, in his sanctuary. Hakadosh. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. The Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. The Ruach Hakadosh, the Holy Spirit, said through Ezekiel, said through Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 7 to 8. And my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people, Israel.
Israel. Neither will I suffer my holy name to be profaned anymore. And the nations, the nationalities, Hagoyim, shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it cometh, and it shall be done. Done. Done.
Here, 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 in Yechezkel, we'et shema kadshi, odia betoka amiya Yisrael, and my holy name will I make known in the midst of my people. Yisrael, we'et shema kadshi, odia betoka amiya Yisrael, we'lo acher le'et shema kadshi yod. Neither will I suffer my holy, my set-apart name, shame, kadshi, shame, kadshi. Neither will I suffer my holy name to be profaned anymore. With lo acher le'et shema kadshi yod. With yad'u hagoyim ki ani Yahuwah kadosh de Yisrael. And the nations, the nationalities, Hagoyim shall know that I am Yahuwah, he who be who he be. We yad'ua Hagoyim, ki ani Yahuwah, Kadosh, the Holy One, Kadosh b'Yisrael, the Holy One in Israel. Hine ba'a, we nihyata b'ne'um. Adonai Yahuwah Hua Hayom Asher Dibarti. Behold, behold, it cometh and it shall be done. It cometh and it shall be done. Hine ba'ah we nihyata, and it shall be done. It cometh and it shall be done. Saith Adonai Yahuwah, saith Adonai Jehovah, this is the day whereof I have spoken. Noom Adonai Yahuwah, hu hayom asher dibarti. When will the nations Hagoyim know that I am the Holy One? When will they know that Ani Kadosh, when will they know that I am Kadosh, the Holy One? When I fulfill what the earlier passage declares, even in this same chapter of Yechezkel, verses 1 to 5, as well as verses 17 to 19, verses 1 to 5. And thou, son of man, prophesy against God, and say, Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, thus saith Adonai Jehovah, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, and I will turn thee about, and lead thee on, and will cause thee to come up from the uttermost parts of the north. And I will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the peoples that are with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it. Noom Adonai Yahweh, I have spoken it, saith Adonai Jehovah. And the next passage here in Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 39 verses 17 to 19 reads, And thou, son of man, and thou, and the I, son of man, Wa'ata ben Adam, son of Adam, son of man, thus saith, like this saith, Ko Amar Adonai Yahweh, thus saith Adonai Jehovah, speak to the birds of every sort, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, and gather yourselves on every side to my feast.
upon the mountains of Israel, of Israel, that ye that y'all may eat flesh and drink blood. The flesh of the mighty shall y'all eat, and the blood of the princes of the earth shall y'all drink. Rams, lambs, and goats, bullocks, fatlings of Bashan are they, all of them. And ye and y'all shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my feast, which I have prepared for you. Yechezkel, Ezekiel, Yechezkel did not plainly declare how long the beasts and the birds would feed upon the flesh of God. But when Yeshayahu, and Isaiah came, he plainly declared how long it would be, saying, even in Isaiah 18 and 6, they shall be left together to the ravenous birds of the mountains and to the beasts of the earth, and the ravenous birds shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. Behold, then, they will feed upon Gog for 12 months. For winter and summer together to gather make 12 moons, 12 months. When will HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, be hallowed, be set apart, be sanctified, be hallowed, set apart in His world? When He punishes HaRasha, the ratchet, the wicked, as the preceding psalm says, even Psalm 149 and 9, to execute upon them the judgment written. He is the glory of all His saints. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
La esota bahem mishpat akatub hadar hu lekola chesedayo. Hallelujah. To execute upon them the judgment written. La esota bahem mishpat akatub. He is the glory of all His saints. Hadar hu lekola chesedayo. Praise ye, Yah. Praise ye, Jah. Hallelujah. Then will He be set apart, will He be sanctified, eilified, hallowed in His world. As is said, even in the first verse, hear, of Mizmor Kof Nun, of Psalm 150. Hallelujah. 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 Praise El, because of His Holy One, His Isla One. Hallelujah, El, Big God Show. That is, praise Him because, hallelujah, Him. Exalt Him, hallelujah, Him, because of what He does for His holy ones, His set apart ones, His Isla ones. And who are His holy ones, His Isla ones? Yisrael, Israel, to whom it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, For thou art a holy, a set apart people, to Yahweh Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, true good, true God, of whom also it is written in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 2 and 3, Yisrael, Israel, was holiness, islandness to Jehovah. Hence, hear, it is said, Hallelujah, El, Bikad Show, praise El, because of His Holy One, Bikad Show. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Hallelujah, Bia Rikiah Uzo. Praise Him in the firmament of Uzo, of His power. Hallelujah, Bia Rikiah Uzo. That is, praise Him. Hallelujah, praise who? Praise Him. Hallelujah, for what He will do in the firmament. Bia Rikiah with Uzo, with Uzo, with His power. And what will He do, be a Rikiah, in the firmament? According to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 34 and 4, all the hosts of heaven shall molder away, and the heavens, Shemaim, shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, And it is told further in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 51 and 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, to Shemaim, and look upon Haaretz, the earth beneath. For Hashemaim, the heavens, shall vanish away like smoke. And Haaretz, the earthly plain, shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. Another comment on Haluhu, Be'arikia'uzo, praise him in the firmament of his power. In view of the word power, uz, oz, uzo, power, how is the verse to be read? Praise him, hallelujah, for what he will do to the powerful ones, the Rikiah, to the powerful ones in the Rikiah, in the firmament. And who are the powerful ones in the firmament, the Rikiah? They are the guardian angels, the guardian angels of the peoples of the world. As scripture says, even in Haggai, 2:22, I will overthrow the throne of the kingdom. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of Hagoyim, of the kingdoms of the nations, the international community, the Gentiles. And what does I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms signify? That Ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God, that Ha'el, Ha'elohim will throw down the guardian angels, angels from heaven to earth. And then the horses and their riders shall come down. That is, the peoples of the world, the peoples of the world that were watched over by their guardian angels. And the scripture says in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 34 and 5, my sword hath drunk its fill in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom, and upon the people of my band to judgment. That is, after Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el has let his sword drink its fill, he will make the sword of Edom, of Edom's guardian angel, of Edom's guardian angel fall from his hand. And it will come down upon Edom, upon Edom. And scripture goes on to say, in Yeshayah, the sword of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah, hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom, of Edom. For Yahuwah, for Jehovah, hath the day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the controversy, for the controversy of Zion, for the controversy of Zion. Yeshayah, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 34, verses 6 to 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Psalm 150.
Mizmor Kufnun, Kufnun, Kufnun.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary, 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 sanctuary.
Hallelujah, El Bekocho, 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power, his power, his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness, greatness, greatness,
greatness.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet. The trumpet.
Hallelujah, beteka shofar, 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 shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, benevel vechinor, 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 vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, betof umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
And organs. And organs.
Hallelujah, beminim ve'ugav, 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 ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbal, 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 cymbal.
Hallelujah, betzilzele shama, 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 shama.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal, cymbal.
Hallelujah, betzilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath,
breath, breath, breath.
Kol ha-neshamat, neshamat, neshamat, neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel Yah, 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 Yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The end of the Book of Psalms.
Yes, 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 yes. Here for the T to T, Cannabis in the Bible, and that Midrash right there. I noticed that they didn't have notes for that one right there. Interesting about Edom, you know, and the sword falling from his hand and the feast of Yahuwah. You know, it seems as though the day of vengeance is here. So we want to, like, reason on the Midrash right there. There's there what we see happening over there in the state. But here, Valley, Valley, in the Valley of Decision. Yes, I. Laila Tov, Ad Boker Tov, Hashem Yeshua. Have a good night, a good morning. Yes, I. In the name of Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in the name of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom.
Brother.
Come from Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood. Say the tag of red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. Yes, the tag of red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Every fruit before they open out the door. Gates and the sun of the tree before. Yeah. When Jack were born in a stable, the saddle grass had his hay laid there. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
bomber drop with his garment dipped in blood. This is a gorilla, spread that, spread that, down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it's a gorilla, spread that, spread that, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood, yes, it's a gorilla, spread that, spread that, down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a gorilla, spread that, spread that, down in a Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a gorilla, dread that, down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a gorilla, dread that, down in a Babylon.
Come from Basra. From Basra. His garments dipped in blood. Yes, sir. Yeshua Shalom. But his shalom is not like the world shalom. Think not that I am come to send shalom on earth. I came not to send shalom, but a sword. When Yah come from Basra. Yes, I've got a reason on the valley of Jehoshaphat, and that reason in Zizir. 150th Psalm. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Yeshua, shalom.